entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Max and Friends, not To The Max, but that's going to get addressed. We've got an amazing show tonight. Welcome, everyone. I am Max, your host. My co-host, Rocco, you know him from fashionnewslive.com, is on a little break tonight. So I'm taking over. We've got sexologist on the line tonight, our in-house resident, Tamara. She's going to come on in just a bit. It is Sunday, April 26th, a glorious day here on the East Coast. And you know what that means, birthdays. And today we've got a couple. We've got Connor, Nakisha, Melissa, and then the list goes on. Melanie, Mike, Devin, all you guys, happy birthday. I mean, I could even go into May. We have Marina, Karis, Allison, Soledad, CG, Apple, and Kathy. Happy birthday, everybody. And I got to tell you what, next Sunday is going to be my one-year anniversary here at LA Talk Radio. So we're going to have an awesome show for that. I'm so glad you all decided to tune in. I know it's Sunday night, wherever you are, anywhere in this world, and you want to talk about sex, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio is the place to do it. Tune in. Call in 323-203-0815. The lines are open. We're going to have an awesome time. We have an amazing song from a new artist coming up. We've got a lot to do. Twitter me. Go to twitter.com/MaxTucci. Facebook me. Text me. I'm my sidekick from T-Mobile. We're here chilling in the studio. And Tamara, I know you're here. I don't know if you're ready to talk or not, but if you are, put up your mic, girl, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Oh, honey, I'm always ready.
Are you always ready?
I am. I love to talk, and especially about sex. I love talking about relationships. And being here on the show with you, Max, it's just it's an orgasm.
Well, thank you. I feel likewise. And you know what? So many people listen to these shows. I don't know if they have orgasms during them, before them, or after them, but they love having you on my show. They're like in love with you, and they love your straight-up, no-bullshit talk, and that's what we're all about. But you know what? We're going to talk about, we have a whole hour show about sex. We got some funky new music coming in too from a cool guy, Billy. The song's called Breathe. And other than that, we want your calls. We want your text messages. And we just want your questions. There is so much going on tonight. It's a beautiful day here. And you know what? Before I even continue, because we got a whole full hour, I've got to tell people, how was your week, first of all? Did you have a good week? Tamara, how was your week?
I had an amazing week. It was one of the most exciting ones ever because I had the opportunity to get together with a producer down in L.A. to interview to be a psychotherapist on the next reality TV show. So I'm very excited about that, Max. In fact, it's just, it's above and beyond anything I could have ever imagined.
Is it better than sex?
You know what? I would have to say at this moment, absolutely. But you know what? I never have to do without that, especially when I've got me.
That's the truth. And you know what I always say? Why do for self what others can do for you? Now, I've got to tell I just got a little Facebook thing. So someone's out there, actually my friend's V, and he said, tell people that April is donate. You ready? April is Donate Life Awareness Month. Go to www.donatelife.net and sign up to be an organ donor. Over 100,000 people are waiting for organs. So, well, that's a great, you know what? That's a great segue because you know why? Can you donate a penis?
Wouldn't that be that? I'm an organ donor too. I think you can do that through the DMV when, you know, on your license plate, you can put that you're a donor. And that's, I always do that. I mean, this body is just a garage we park our soul in. So whatever's left over when we're gone and someone else can utilize it, that's a wonderful thing.
It is.
So I wonder if you can donate a penis.
But you know what?
Because that would be...
That would be what?
Well, you know what? That would be for people who are transgender, who are looking for a sex change. You know, that would be great. If you've got the same blood type as someone who's donated their penis, you could probably just attach it.
sew it on, right?
Sew that puppy on and hope it works.
Sew it on. But you know what? I got to tell you, it's been a crazy week. Today was like 90 degrees in New York. It's been amazing here. I love that I'm on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast. That in itself, we're having a bi-coastal relationship.
And yes, it works. We are. Ooh, I love it.
But you know, I went to an amazing event last night called Fashion Rocks Connecticut. It was so much fun. We had all these new designers, Diva Lamont. It was a great show. Fun show. They pulled me on the stage, on the runway after. They're like, talk about LA Talk Radio. So I pimped the show a little bit. I was my pimp last night. I pimped my own show. But it was so much fun. And then today we decided, and I thought this was going to be a fun topic, food and sex. Because today we decided, I was in the car with my mother and a friend of mine, and we decided to drive around town to find the best hot dog. So you go with that where you want. And we're on a mission to find the best one. And in the middle of trying to find the best hot dog, I was like, I wonder if people, and I know the answer, but I was like, people use food for sex. And then it was interesting because as we were looking for them, my sister called and she said, I need some cucumber. And I was like, what a perfect topic to talk about on the show, food and sex. So Tamara, tell me in your experiences with people, have they ever brought up to you food and sex?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the most exciting things to do is be able to blindfold your partner and have them guess what you're feeding them, too. So different sensations, smells, you know, especially like fruit that's really juicy and it drips out of the side of your mouth and you're trying to, you know, bite into something just pretty scrumptious and you're not knowing what it is. And Max, it sounds like it is so much fun to be able to live with you. Who can turn a day into a game of finding who, where's the best hot dog? I mean, how fun is it to live with you? I mean, that is so great. And then to be able to extend that into your lovemaking and have it be about food and sex. And can you imagine being able to be with your partner and blindfold them and just feed each other and then just lick whatever drips off your body?
Well, you know what? It's a whole new game. It's a whole new game. You know, you know, people take, I mean, I always say this, that, you know, sex is a lot of fun with, you know, just as long as you play it safe and you do your thing, you know, because life is too short to fuck it up to get fucked.
Yeah, amen.
You know what I mean? So it's like people wrap it up if you don't know who you're with. And if you're into one-night stands, that's cool. Yeah. What were you going to say?
It's like no glove, no love.
No. That's the truth.
All my students know is you cover that up so that you're protecting yourself from STDs and any unwanted pregnancies. So you can have all the fun you want, but it's like driving around protected.
You know what? It's like in the United States, you can't drive a car without insurance. So why would you have sex without insurance?
Well, hello. I'm loving that. There's so many designer ones out there now.
There are. I think we should start designing some condoms.
You know what, Max? I think that would be great. That'd be great. Because I tell you
we'll
what,
call
I've
the
invented.
Max friends.
There'll
be a box of all the different people on my show and their own creation. But what have you invented?
Ooh, and then we can be sharing the love. Sounds like one. I've invented the ultimate vibrator. You know, being a human sexuality professor who's studied the anatomy for so many years, I know that there's nothing out there on the market like what I've invented. So I'm excited because I'm hopeful to have a prototype here in just a little bit. But this thing,
you are such a busy woman. You're inventing vibrators, doing lectures, you're doing reality TV shows around the corner, you're doing books. Girl, when do you find time to have sex?
Oh, honey, I know. You know what? You just always find it. You know, when you're as creative as I am, like, you're just staying in the zone. It's almost like, you know, when you're, there's like this connection I have like with spirit. So, you know, really being led by spirit, it almost takes out any of the frivolous things that you could be, you know, preoccupying your mind with, and let's just zero in on what's going to be productive, what's going to be creative, what's going to massively contribute to this planet in a way that everybody's walking around vibrating, that people are free to love and then be loved.
That's the truth. Now, you know, speaking of drip, I've got to tell you, you know, you said the word drip. I love that word drip. You know, and we had an amazing guest on last week, Shaquita, Miss Shaquita, our 21-year-old. We've coined her as our in-house drag queen. We're getting in-house everything here. And they do an amazing party in New York. There's a hotel, and there's an indoor pool, and they have a pool party Monday nights called Drip.
Oh.
How sexy is that?
That is so sexy. It sounds just juicy and yummy.
Drip.
Kind of like you. Oh, I love it. Kind of like you doing a catwalk down the runway.
Well, we had Shaquita on, and she's amazing. We had such a good time with her on the show last week. And I put it out there for her to call in tonight, so hopefully she'll give a call in, because we're talking about sex tonight. And the number here is 323-203-0815, and that's the number to talk about sex. So call in, because we want to hear your calls. Speaking of, I've got a text message, and someone just texts me. They say, because they like chocolate, and there's a great restaurant here called Chocolapology in Connecticut. And they said, I love to get chocolate involved with sex. And it's like, you know, the cliche chocolate and women and the ultimate gift and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But chocolate is pretty fun with sex, isn't it?
I should say, especially if it does drip. So if you can get the kind that just actually hardens, you know, like how it can harden around strawberries?
Well, let me tell you something. I've got to interrupt you, because speaking of hardening and dripping, we've got a caller. So caller, who is this? You're live on Max and Friends.
Hey, girl. Hi, boys. It's Shaquita from New York City. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Shaquita. We were just talking about drip. Just the word.
Oh, no. I took some pills, and I took care of that. There's no drip. Oh, wait.
Oh.
We're talking about some... We're talking about your Monday nights going on in New York.
Monday night, it's called Drip at the Grace Hotel, and it's so much fun. So much fun. You have to come by. There's a huge pool in the middle of the party. It's just drag queens and boys and girls and straight, gay, bisexual, transgender, just everything, and the pool.
You know, my good friend, Mama Makeup, y'all know Mama Makeup, she's been on the show, she actually stayed at the Grace Hotel, so... I have seen that pool, been to that. It's an amazing space. Now, Shaquita, we got Tamara on. Tamara, sorry. I always call you Tamara. Tamara. And she's our in-house sex doctor. So we were talking about organ.
Hi, sweetheart. Tamara,
and we were talking about organ donating. And we were like, can we donate a dick to somebody?
You know, someone who's looking. I think you can do that.
Can you?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
All you got to do is, no, I think you can. All you have to do is, you know. Get the connective tissue together, you know, as long as you're compatible, you can donate a penis.
Well,
yeah, they've made incredible advancements on what they're able to do and bring the urethra through the penis and have it be fully functional.
I'm totally about penis transplants.
Yes?
I have a couple of people in mind. There's Rocco.
Rocco. And you know what, Shaquita? Rocco, I think you overstimulated him last week because he had to take a break this week.
Oh my God. He is gorgeous.
I know.
He's like a male. For the people who don't know, who've never seen Rocco, he is gorgeous. Male model from Italy, and he is my new boyfriend.
He's your live. Well, you know what, Shaquita? Rocco actually introduced Tamara to the show because they met. So Tamara knows everything that Rocco looks like.
Yeah.
And you know everything about sex, Miss Tamara.
Well, I know a few things. And if not, we can
Google it. Yes. I think a sex expert and a drag queen are perfect for this show.
Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm telling you what. In fact, I went to my first drag queen transgender Christmas party just this last year, and I had more fun. It was incredible.
Drag queens just do. Now, I have a question for you, Tamara.
Yes,
what happens when a drag queen hooks up with a drag king? Do you know what a drag king is?
A male?
A drag king. She's the female who's the beautiful man.
Okay.
Exactly. It's the female version of a drag queen.
Ooh.
So it'd be a lesbian or a girl dressing up as a man.
Okay,
I got you. My question to you, Tamara, is what would happen if a drag queen went home with a drag king, but they didn't know that each other was the opposite sex. Like the drag king thought it was a girl and the drag queen thought it was a boy because they're both wearing, you know, the opposite sex clothes. What would happen there? What do you think?
You know, I would say a lot of sparks could be happening because really sex between two people has very little to do with the gender as far as the male or energies that are showing up. So what would be important is for one to give up the male or the female so you have two opposite energies coming together making that spark. So I think it could be very exciting and very pleasantly surprising, especially if you're open to new experiences.
Oh my God, Max, I love her already.
I love the question.
And honey, here's the thing. You guys can take turns with it too. They say, honey, I want you to be the male. And they say, well, I want you to be the female because the female is the receptor. She's the one, or the female energy is the one who receives it. She wants to be ravished. And then the male energy is the one who wants to take her. You know, grab the back of her hair and just ravish her with all kinds of love. And you can switch. You can take turns.
Did you hear that, Max? We can switch.
You know what, Shakira? You know when you can take turns when accidentally they rip the wig off.
Honey, I'm a black girl, honey. That weave ain't coming off. Shit.
All right. Okay. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying others. You know what I'm talking about.
Honey, I spent $29.95 on my weave. It is straight, honey. It ain't coming off, baby.
I'm talking about the little drag princesses that don't know yet.
Okay. We got to teach them. It's a hot glue gun. Girl, you hot glue that shit to your head, you're fine.
Ooh. Wasn't that a great question? Now, you know what? I love that all you are on the phone because there's such a great chemistry. And you know what? That just proves – because you know what, Shaquita? We were talking about condoms, and we want to design condoms and call them Max and Friends and have a different condom in each. If you were able, Shaquita, to design a condom, how would it be? How would you design it?
Well, a drag queen designing a condom would kind of be like asking a drag queen to design a car. that's just some fucked up shit waiting to happen. Well, first of all, I would put some color on it, you know, and not the colored ones they have right now, because who wants a green penis? You know what I mean?
A jolly green giant.
I would have a black one, I'd have an Asian colored one, I'd have a white color, you know. So if you're black and you want to have a white penis, you pull out the white condom. Or, you know what I mean, if you're Asian and you want to have a black penis, you pull out the black condom. You got to think out of the box, people. Come on, Trojan, think literally out of the box, okay? And then if you're a tranny, or if you feel like a lesbian one night, or you feel like, you know, make a condom that's the shape of a vagina.
Oh, they have those. They have vagina condoms.
Oh, they do?
They do.
God damn you, Tamara.
I know. Damn it. But here's an idea. Here's a great idea. I want somebody to invent this. This would be amazing if we came up with it. But a condom that actually comes over and covers the scrotum, covers the balls. Because that part is not protected from any kind of STD. So you can, even though your penis is protected, your balls aren't. So
but
if
can
we
you
got
get STD through your balls, it doesn't
you
go through
can.
The skin.
No, it does, honey. You can get herpes, you can get warts, you can get crabs. Yeah, yeah, your scrotum is
oh my
not
God.
Protected.
You know what? This guy has to leave my apartment right now. I'm so sorry. I didn't know this. Now you're telling me you can get stuff through the skin? What, Tamara? You're ruining my Sunday here.
Honey, it's all right.
You know what? She's improving her life. But you know what? But Shaquita, this is going to be fun. So Monday night's Drip at the Grace Hotel, right?
Yes,
you can put
so
a body condom.
There you go. You have latex.
No, everybody's welcome. It's on it's on Facebook. It's Drip. It's DR exclamation mark.
Mm.
And now, of course, you have your big night every Thursday night, the Drag Queen Star Search.
Oh.
Do we still have you here, Shaquita?
Did we lose?
I think we might have. But I've got another caller. Caller, are you on the line? I don't know. I guess not. I think we lost our callers, but we got each other. So if y'all are out there, hey, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm here with my girl Gina.
What's going on? Sarah. Do you guys have questions for our sex expert, Tamara?
Thank you. We do. We have a few questions, actually. We're really natural, and we were just wondering if there are any natural lubricants we could use. We're big fans of coconut oil. We're just wondering if
olive oil,
flaxseed oil, which ones would work and which ones are unsafe.
Oh, honey, that's a very good question. You know, one of my favorite is silicone. Silicone is the best lube they have out there, and it's by Eros.
Yeah, but they want a natural one. I think, you know what I love, Tamara? I got to tell you, coconut
okay.
oil.
You like
coconut
oil?
Especially if you're a man, though, won't that break the condom?
Yes.
Yeah, does it affect the condom?
Yes, I was just going to say that. You don't want to be using any kind of natural oils in any way if you're using condoms, because that kind of heat and that friction, that will absolutely break the condoms. So it's really unsafe to use any natural form of oils with condoms. But if you're not going to use condoms, then, okay. I mean, that's okay too. But here's the other thing. Even natural stuff like oils and stuff, it's very difficult to break down inside your body. So if you put those kind of oils, you know, whether it's in your vagina, in your rectum, in your anus, anything like that, your body has a very difficult time in breaking it down. So I don't ever recommend that. So to go with something that would be the most natural that is on the market would be like a water base is really good. But my favorite for sure is silicone, because it's so good for your skin. It is just, it rubs right in, it soothes, and it makes your lovemaking session last for hours without having to reapply. Because after a while, any water base lube, when the water evaporates, you've got this sticky stuff that's left over. So there is none of that with silicone. And the other good thing about silicone is that you can use it underwater. So if you're in the jacuzzi and you want to use a little lube, because it takes away your natural lubricant to be in water, to be in chlorine, to be in the pool. So using a silicone will replace that. And it makes your lovemaking session in the water just awesome. Or just, you know, in your bed or wherever, you know, any exotic place you can imagine. Silicone has no, you know, taste or smell or anything. It just adds to everything slipping and sliding.
So how does the chemical aspect break down in your body as opposed to the natural aspect?
Well, the natural, anything with oils is very difficult to break down in your body. With the silicone is synthetic. It's just, it's been proven, and they discovered it was like serendipitously that they discovered this silicone just worked really, really, really well. Your body's natural way of being does not have an adverse reaction to it. So even though it's considered to be not as natural, or, you know, it's considered to be synthetic, it's really actually very, very good for your skin.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Hello.
And we have one more question. Gina, I want to take it.
I think Sarah can ask that.
We want to know why men are such assholes. We just want to know.
Oh, you know, hello?
We lost them.
Oh, we lost him, but you know what? Right. Yeah. That was a very good question. that was a very good question. The only reason why women would consider men to be assholes is because they're expecting them to be hairy women. And see, men are not hairy women. Men are men, and they have a whole different repertoire that goes into making up who they are, that by us appreciating what they bring to the table without wanting them to be anything different, all of a sudden they're no longer assholes. You know, they're just men, because one of the things why we consider them to be assholes is because men meet their needs different than we do. Men meet their needs immediately. So like when a man says he's got to go to the bathroom, it doesn't mean in 30 minutes. It doesn't mean in 10 minutes. He's got to go now. And he meets his needs right now. Whereas a woman will say, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. And that could mean they'll go in 10 minutes or 30 minutes or just whenever there's the next exit. And a guy will say, well, where's the next exit? Because he's projecting that she needs this immediately. Now, because men meet their needs right away, we can look at them and say, asshole, he's so selfish. No, he's just being him. He's just being who he is. He's just, you know, men have such a different way of perceiving the world and life. And when we can really get our arms around that and wrap our brains around the fact that they bring such gifts to us that we could never imagine this world being as great as it is without them, it's incredible when we just close our lips, open up our ears, and go, tell me about you, instead of trying.
Mm-hmm. That's the best advice because – well, I always say close your lips and open up your other ones. But you know what?
There you go. That works too.
You know what? No, it's true. You know what? I always think in a relationship, always ask the person, how are you? You know, it's like I have a friend of mine and I always call them and her, she has a great father, great family friends of ours. And I always call him like, hey, how are you? And he's like, my own wife doesn't even ask how I am. But you always have to ask people, how are you? How are you? You know, yeah. And now I got a great question speaking about men. We have a great, great question. You ready for this?
Bring it on.
How can a man learn to ejaculate like a porn star?
It takes a lot of practice. Okay, so what you want to do is build up your Kegel muscles. Kegel exercises are an example of if you're urinating. So a man's urinating.
Hold it.
Stop the flow. Right. Hold it. And then go again.
And okay, you're not going to get urinary tract infection the first time.
No. And the other thing to do, too, is when you're getting really turned on, when you're masturbating, bring yourself to a pending ejaculation and then squeeze the head of your penis. Like, just stop it. And so before you go postal, all right, only do this a couple times when you're first practicing, and you'll build up this resiliency inside that you can last for – you know, up to hours and hours and hours in your lovemaking session when you're practiced at holding your ejaculate, breathing it up the back of your spine. You can literally give yourself a brain orgasm if you can pull that sexual energy up and allow it to just flood your mind. And then with your breath, breathe it into your partner. I'm telling you,
it's tantric.
It really is. And breath is...
Breath is amazing. Breath. Take a yoga class if you want to learn about sex, but because you get great positions and you learn breath. But you know, is it true? Because I've heard to stop yourself from ejaculating, there's a point between, I guess your balls and your butt that there's like a place right there that you can push and it'll actually stop yourself from ejaculating. Is that true?
Not necessarily, because what they call that is taint, you know, like it taint your balls and it taint your anus, or they call it, some of my kids, my students, they'll say bonch or something like that. But what that is called, really, it's the perineum. And the reason why that feels so good for you males is because it's like hitting your G-spot, which your male G-spot is the prostate, and it's like getting to the prostate with clothes on. So it's, you know, the best way to actually stimulate the prostate is through the anus. But if you're going to stimulate that, you know, it's right there at the perineum, right between your scrotum and your anus. And it's a wonderful place for stimulation. It doesn't necessarily, unless it does, it doesn't necessarily stop the flow. But what it does is it actually stimulates it more.
Oh, well, there you go. Speaking of stimulation and coming, I have another great question. Yeah. All these questions
Bring
are coming
on.
In. Okay. Another great question via Facebook. The question is, how do you know a woman is not faking since they don't come like men?
You know what? It's very difficult to know that because we are experts at it. If you've watched, have you ever seen When Harry Met Sally?
Of course.
And Meg Ryan did her famous, you know, faking the orgasm thing.
And the person next door said, I'll have what she's having.
Exactly. Well, and that's really goes deeper to a communication problem with you and your partner because there's really never a reason to have to fake it.
Right.
If you're genuine and authentic in your lovemaking. However, if you're not,
If you're getting paid for it, fake it.
Yeah, really. Leave the money on my nightstand. And I'll say you made me feel amazing.
That's my favorite. Amazing.
Amazing. I love that word too. No, actually, there's really no way to tell because we are so good at actually even squeezing our Kegels to, you know, fake orgasm. So
you know what my advice is? If you think, you know what? It's also intuition. If you think a woman is faking it, fuck her harder. Right?
Well, there you go. There is that.
And really make her do it. I mean, enough. You know what, people? I mean, if you have to fake it, first of all, you shouldn't be in the bed with that person. That's number one. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's number one. Do you agree with that?
Well, she may not know how to
let go. I'm not saying at that moment.
You
know, yeah, but you know, it's like if you two are together for a long time and you got a headache kind of a story, that I get. But if you have to fake it every time you're with the person, move on.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, not a good match.
We got another great question. Should a man feel guilty for getting pleasure from ass play?
Okay, ass playing with himself or with a partner?
No, let's say, here we go. If a woman and a guy are together, right? This is a straight question. Should a man feel guilty for getting pleasure from ass play, and does that make him gay?
Oh, good God, no. It's actually wonderful. I mean, it is, you know, just doing it, they call it rimming. And what that is just a circular massage around the anus. And that can just feel enormously erotic.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And it does not make you gay. It makes you just have so much more in your repertoire of a recipe of your love making. I mean, it just adds. It's just a wonderful component, and it does not make you gay. That's one of the things I really reiterate in my classroom, in my human sexuality classroom, because some of the guys go, oh, that's so gay. Well, no, and there's nothing wrong with the fact if you are gay. But no, it does not make you gay, and it's wonderful. And if you haven't tried it, do it.
Do it. And I say women, you know what? You can't bring that question up with a guy. Just do it.
Just don't say,
if you tell a guy I want to play with your ass, he might be like, she's crazy. Just wet your finger and stick it in.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I mean?
And communicate the whole time. Just say, baby, does that feel good? Tell me if you like it hard or slower.
And if you're going to play with a guy's ass, though, this is anybody out there. Make sure that you have it the right lubrication because you don't want to hurt him.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, because there is no natural lube there. And those tissues in the rectum are very tender and easily torn. So, especially ladies.
You don't want preparation age.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Avoid that. But you know what? That was a great question. We got great questions coming in. Look at this. Now, you know what? We were talking about breathing before. And I think this is the perfect segue. Because I need to grab a glass of water, and we don't do commercials here. And you know what, Sam? We've got a great song from a great new artist, and the song is called Breathe. So, Sam, if we can get that going, our amazing song Breathe for tonight by new artist Billy Dorcht. Guys, check him out. Girls, check him out. Here it is, Breathe on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
I've been afraid of changing. I think it stopped me from growing. Never really knew how to let go. Never really thought I needed to though. So I'm going with the tides and seasons of these days. You can't run from yourself for very long. You can't run. We'll be right back.
How, you know what? That is my new thing. Just let it go. Let it flow. That was Billy Dorch. Amazing. Check him out on myspace.com/Billy Dorch. Go to more information, max2g.com, or right here at LA Talk Radio. Tamara, how did you think of that song? What did you think?
Oh, honey, I was breathing just listening to it. And sexually, being with the partner, with yourself, just let it go, let it flow, and just be and breathe. Really, because every time we take a deep breath inside of us, we're breathing in the breath of God.
That's right.
And it's so beautiful to summon that in everything that we do, whether it's in life, whether it's in making love, whether it's being on a radio show. Taking in the breath of God is huge.
That's a great song. And you know what? Just let it go. Let it flow. That's going to be the quote for this show. Also, if you feel the show is a little bit too racy for your teenagers, you could always go to Teen Talk Live, which is right here on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. You can get their archives on LA Talk Radio. Got to plug that show. But you know what? We've got another great question. So here we go. If I recommend you call in 323-203-0815. But if you want to hide behind the mic and don't want to say anything, Facebook me, Twitter me. We're here on Facebook, on Twitter, twitter.com/smashtushi. Question, if someone is in a relationship but feels they want to play with another partner alone, how do they bring it up?
If someone's in a relationship and wants to play with another partner, how do they bring that up? You know, one of the things I really encourage my students to do is use my classroom and say, you know what, Miss Bowman was just talking about, you know, they were talking about different experiments or lifestyles, because I've got an expert that comes in and talks about you know, this lifestyle where you're able to stay with your partner. So it's all about being in couple relationship, but then they have this permission and experimentation where they're able to play with other people, understanding that they're still in a very committed relationship.
And this is, break it down. This is swingers. You know what? You can come
to I was just going to say that.
Go up to Candlewood Lake. It happens all the time. You don't have to tell anybody. You just go to Candlewood Lake, get in a hot tub with someone, and go home with your partner afterwards.
Right. And everyone's good with it. It's amazing. Because in this other place is called Freedom Acres. I've heard of it, you know, that this guy comes in and talks about it. And, you know, I mean, they go in as a couple. They touch other couples. But they have these rules between each other that whoever they're going to play with, they get the permission from their partner. Honey, is it okay if I play with this guy? I mean, he looks pretty cool. What do you think? And they have this agreement like, yeah, sweetheart, that's okay. And that is swingers.
Yeah. It is. And you know what? And it's normal. And it's, I guess for them, it's normal. If it's not normal for you, who are we to judge? But have fun, people, and always be honest in the relationship. And you know what? This is my advice. If you want to branch out of your relationship and try something else with someone else, be upfront. Say, listen, I love you to my partner. You're my number one. I love you. We're all this. It's a great relationship. I just want to have fun, but you're still mine. Is that okay with
you?
And if they say, respect them, don't do it. But if they say yes, rock and roll. Life's too short to not be honest.
Absolutely. Because you know what? There's a lid for every pot. So whatever your deal is, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be loving it.
And an ass for every seat.
You
know what? We've got a great question here, okay? I've got my answer. I love seeing the questions before my sex expert, because I'm already conjuring up my question. Here's the question, okay? Mm-hmm. You're making out with someone you just met recently, and they're a bad kisser or have bad breath. Do you tell them? Mm-hmm. And if so, how?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so one of the most important things to do is you never want to shame anybody. Okay, so you want to start out with something really awesome, like, you know what, I am so attracted to you. There is so much I want to get to know about you. I love kissing. Can we try something that works really good for me? And hey, I've got these amazing, this Altoid gum that it really enhances it for me. Would you be willing to do that with me? Because that really works for me. And then, you know, so really make it about you, because it is, because he or she's perfectly fine with whatever their breath is. So you don't want to say, Jesus, man, what the hell's the matter with you? You know, don't make it about them.
You know what? This was just on the Tyra Banks show, this question too, this week, where someone asked that question. And the same response was, you know, say this works for me. You know what? I like to joke around. If they have bread, blah, blah, blah. I can't even speak about bad bread.
That too.
But if they have bad bread, smack them in the face and put a Tic Tac in their mouth.
I'm kidding. But make sure you do it with love. Just pull their hair back. Say, honey, it's an S&M thing.
That's right. It is. And you know what else? It's like the bottom line is if they got bad breath, though, see, you're nice, Tamara, because I say if you got bad breath, let them know, because if this is the first time you're kissing them, maybe they haven't kissed anyone in a long time because of it.
Exactly. Well, and here's
what I'm saying.
You know, and it could be that chemically they're not a match. Because, and here's another very interesting thing about that. You know how we're drawn to certain people that have certain smells?
That's right.
And we're repelled to people who have certain smells as well.
Right.
One of the things that has recently come up, even with the producer, I was talking with him about this, is that you can be very good looking, right? Very attractive, and someone really likes you, but they won't be with you because of a certain smell. And one of the things that that's attributed to is that they're very close to your genetic code. They're very close to your genetic makeup. So it would not be a good match for the two of you to mate and have offspring with. And that has to do with that smell being a repelling factor so that you're not out there having retarded babies, you know,
right.
if that were the case. So there is something to that. And so you don't want to make the person wrong or think that somehow you can fix that. Because if someone comes to me and says, Tamara, listen, I really like this guy, but man, it's his smell. We can't help him. There's nothing to be fixed about that. You know what? It's just not a match. And you want to be able to move on, because if this is going to be an irritant or a frustration, an ongoing one, mm-hmm. this is not the right match. Because I'm telling you, when you're in love with your guy, with your gal,
nothing
they can be a smoker.
You.
And there's nothing. Yeah. They can be bad breath and whatever. And you're like, baby, you're all good to me.
You know what I got to say?
Mm-hmm.
What I got to say is this. You know what? If they're bad, if the breath is bad, be happy that's what you started with, because you don't want to go elsewhere.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because if the vibe of the breath is bad, the vibe of the balls of the coochie is going to be even worse.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. And they're not aware. So, you know what? Just start with that and let that be a draw or a detractor. And,
right.
and bless them.
And you know what? We've got another question. So here's a question. How does a sex expert not analyze their partners? And do your partners get nervous to be with a sex expert?
Isn't that interesting? You know, that is the case. And you know what? I seriously can't help it. I will be analyzing. So, but the thing is, I include myself in that.
You just blew your cover.
No, I do. I do. Honey, I can't help it, because, you know, there's something that's always interesting to me. And to me, it's a gift to be able to, you know, offer insight or to just keep it to myself. But to be fully intuitively aware, Max, I'm telling you, it's delicious. I wouldn't want it any other way. Now,
we've got a caller on the line. So hold on, because you're going to partner that question after this. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this? And what's your question?
Hi, this is Damien.
Hey, Damien, what's your question?
Hi. I like to... you know, like tidy up my pubic area, whatever. I don't like it completely shaved, but mm-hmm. I like it trimmed and stuff. And my boyfriend, like, has never shaved his balls or anything before, and I just can't get him to do it.
And you would like him to?
I would. He doesn't have to shave everything, you know, but it would be nice if it was just a little tidier.
Isn't that wonderful? It's really nice to be groomed down there too. And you know, one of the things you might try, sweetheart, is just to say, listen, baby, you know, let's take a shower together. I really want to just lather you up and just kind of trim a few things right there. What do you think? And it'll be fun because we can look like you're back in high school again or something. You know, can make it. Did we
do
lose
it for them? No, yeah, do it for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make
it
a great
fun
question. Yeah,
make it a fun game to get groomed.
You know what? Get cookie cutters of shapes and shave around the cookie cutters.
That's a great idea.
It's the best thing. For Valentine's Day, get your little heart and shave around it. So a girl could have a heart on and the guy could have one too without having one.
That's so cute.
Have fun with it. You know, it's like, have fun with it. Now, another question is, for our sex expert, have you ever faked it?
Have I ever faked it? Oh,
that's
going
to be a Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I wanted to be done before. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But no,
absolutely.
But back to the pubic hair. Now, back to the paper cut thing, but it is fun. Get cookie cutters. You can get ones with states. And you put the cookie cutter literally, like, in the pubic area and shave around it. And if you really want to have fun and it's Valentine's Day, dye the heart red.
There you go.
Yeah, you can do it up. Do it up. You know what? If people landscape, so you might as well manscape or whatever you want to call it, right? And do it the right way. You know what? You want there you go. That's my take on it.
And it always grows back if you didn't like something.
And if you don't like how it turned out, shave it off anyway.
Ooh, wouldn't it be fun to do like a little dragon or something?
There are no mistakes with pubic hair.
I love it. I love it. Yes. And honey, just to cap on that, have I ever faked it before? You know, one of the things that as I've studied it over the years, you know, I really find that I don't have to because I'm so responsible for my own orgasms and, you know, my own pleasure. And I love to be able to share that and share the pleasure with someone else that I really don't find that I have to. As the more I know my body and the more I can share and express that in a way that works for both of us, there's never a need to ever have to fake it anymore. But believe me, there were days and there were times that I was like, oh, please. Yeah, baby, that was good. Uh-huh. Please. Yeah. Thank you. Woo. Let's get off. Let's. Okay.
Right.
So
stick it up. Wait, what's the theme song? Get it up, get it in. Don't mess my hair up.
Well, there you go.
You ever heard that? But you know, you've got something coming up, don't you?
I do. Yes.
So
yes.
Tell my listeners where they can go to hear what you're up to, where they can see you live.
Oh, honey. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I'm going to have my first sensual healing workshop. It's coming up on May 9th. You guys, I'm so excited. I'd love to have you there with me live because we're going to go through some processes that are going to remove any baggage that's preventing you from being intimate with your partner. And we're going to get into all kinds of really fun techniques and ideas that's really going to enhance your love-making session with your partner. And you can come if you're single, too, because all of this has to do with being able to pleasure yourself as well as your partner. And you can even save the information whenever you're going to be in relationship.
But it's where can we get more information?
You know what? They can go to www.tamarabowman.com. And my web guy will have it up there by, I'm guessing, probably like the middle of this week. So he'll have the flyer that's up there that's going to give you all the details of where it's going to be at. It's going to actually be in Carlsbad near San Diego. So it's going to be in a big, beautiful mansion. And we're going to have
you could always go to maxtucci.com for more information where you can get this information. So you're going to have a big house, a big party, a big get-together, and people are going to release themselves and breathe.
And honey, yes, we're going to breathe and we're going to have gourmet healthy food. So lunch will be provided, everything.
You got sex and food all in one place.
Oh, baby, don't you know?
That kind of party.
Yeah.
But all right, we've got another great question. And how do you know when you're a sexaholic?
Oh, honey, when you're having it just 24/7. So a lot. Now, the only way sex becomes like an addiction or a problem is if it interferes with your daily functioning. Okay, so if you're having so much sex or you're masturbating so much that you're not able to go to work, that you're not able to maintain relationships, if you're if something else in the areas of your life is being neglected, that's when it's considered a holic or an addiction.
Now, you know what? I just thought of this. There's Alcoholics Anonymous. Is there a sexaholic? I mean, imagine a room of sexaholics. They would all just fuck each other. It would become a big orgy. That's the best place for a sexaholic to go to.
Well, there you go. There you go. Because then you're matched up with your same addictions. Yes. And you know, really,
and you know what? But someone just said, if you think about sex all the time like that and you just get it on, that just makes you lucky.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, here's the other end of that too, that if you're so much addicted into being like a sexaholic, one of the things that people will use that for is to avoid pain.
Yeah.
So whether it's workaholic, alcoholic, sexaholic, shopaholic, it's all to prevent you from feeling pain, feeling an underlying.
So you've got to go to your afternoon, which is May 9th, right? And learn how to release that. And learn how to release that. Enjoy your life. Embrace your life. And you know what? Just like anything, don't let too much of – well, I'm not even going to go there. But you know what? Sam is telling me we got to wrap it up. So
oh,
what a
honey.
Perfect – is that not a perfect – like wrap it up. That's the best way to end. our sex junk.
That's awesome.
And now we have a last question. And should you feel guilty for being a guy and a virgin at 21?
Oh, honey, absolutely not. In fact, God love you. Celebrate that. That's wonderful. That just means you're just a package waiting to be opened. And that's very exciting. And check out the 40-year-old virgin.
More like a package waiting to explode.
Exactly.
Check out the 40-year-old virgin. You know what, Tamara? It's been so much fun having you on. We had a great show. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners, all my Twitterers, all my Facebookers. To Shaquita, thank you so much for calling in. You had a fun show, Tamara?
Oh, honey, this is amazing. I can't believe our time's up. That's how we know we're having so much fun.
And you know what? We're going to have an after-the-show conversation because I look forward to speaking with
you. Oh, good, honey. Me too.
So have a wonderful night. I thank you so much for joining us on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Be safe and have fun, Tamara, and I look forward to speaking to you.